Good morning on this Thursday, April 24th. From the WVIK Newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. Dubuque's aging sewer system is slated for nearly $15 million in upgrades. The City Council on Monday approved Phase 2 of the Catfish Creek Sewer System's 50-year master plan. Dubuque City Engineer Gus C. Hoyas explains how technology is helping determine where to start.
What we're doing is looking at the sewer system. Strategically, we're developing computer models, simulating the flows, and simulating rainfall occurrences and trying to determine the deficiencies in the sanitary sewer. And then we're developing a plan to correct them.
He says the next phase focuses on the Old Mill lift station to approve and connect more of the Catfish Creek watershed to Dubuque's main water utility plant. The plan still needs final approval in Dubuque's next budget, which will be voted on April 28th. A Johnson County Democrat has announced a run for U.S. Representative in Iowa's 1st Congressional District. The seat is currently held by Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks. Travis Terrell is a patient access specialist at University of Iowa Healthcare, and so far the only Democrat to launch a campaign for the seat. He says campaign finance is one area where he wants to see major reform.
I honestly feel like no politician should be taking corporate money, and that is something that I would get behind. I would join the Congress people that want to get corporate money out of politics because it's destroyed our country.
Terrell says he would not take a single corporate donation, no matter how big. He says he has already drafted bills on health care and immigration so he can hit the ground running if he makes it to Washington. The Rock Island Public Library Foundation, PALS, or People Advocating for Library Services, volunteers are holding a Pay What You Want book sale tomorrow and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rock Island Downtown Library. The book sale will have a variety of different genres available for both children and adults. Buyers are able to set their own prices unless marked otherwise. There will also be specialty marked tables selling puzzles, comics, vintage books, textbooks, and homeschooling books, all starting at $1. Cash, checks, cards, debit card payments are accepted. All proceeds go to the Library Foundation. The 2025 book sales will be held on the fourth Friday and Saturdays of January, April, July, and October. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling U.S. Senator Dick Durbin a, quote, clear voice for truth, equality, and justice, as Illinois senior senator announces he won't seek re-election. In a statement, Pritzker said Durbin's character and moral leadership had an impact on the country and called him, quote, consistent champion and reliable leader. Durbin told WBEZ in an Illinois exclusive that age was a factor in his decision. It's 7:07.